Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from Romans, the 12th chapter. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, obviously I have cornered the market on wisdom. When it comes to a national divide, I follow the right news source. I subscribe to the right talking heads. I am an expert in geopolitics, medicine, culture, environmental issues, science, whatever the topic. I'm wise, you're foolish. And when you come after me, when you start to flame me, when you try to debate me, you'll know my wrath. I don't care who you are. Now, some of us wear this badge of honor proudly with no filters, but to be sure, there are plenty of us who have also become very good at internalizing it. But oh, how our secret little vengeance is just as real and it's just as deadly. Even if we do manage to tuck it away into our hearts and into our minds, we are wise in our own sight. Because either way, as it is described in our text today, you are haughty, you are arrogant, you are prideful, and you are spiteful. And when you are this, you fan the flames of wars and divisions. You curse those people who are over there because you are better, because you are morally superior. I thank God that I am not like lowly them. And I'm serving God with my disgust and my disdain for all those who would persecute us who are in the right. And let us just say it clearly, they are of the devil. So, enemies like that, they need to be conquered and destroyed and driven into the ground, even if they do sit in the same pew. Check your hearts. Can you honestly say that the goal is motivated by love to lead people to repentance who stray from the truth? That when you go out on the offensive, it is out of love and concern for the brethren that you would lay your life down for? Or is there a sick, snarky satisfaction in mocking and humiliating and condemning, even if it is repaying evil? The body of Christ the body of Christ. It is what we are. So when you mock and you jeer and you curse and you spit upon, when you war, when you avenge, who bears the brunt? A body of Christ that is lashed and wounded and scourged and abused. Just look at your hands. The hairs of the beard that we pull, the spittle that comes from the face that we slap and we spit upon, the blood that pours from the wounds when we lash and we pierce. Yes, blood on our hands. Repent. Repent for all of the divisions that we have caused, all the wars that we have started for nothing more than our own egos. Rather than the healing that we could have brought or the peace that we could have made, if only we would have trusted in the Word of God to lead to belief and repentance and forgiveness. The only true boundaries then come from the truth of God's Word and the confession of our faith. And we see it every day, caught red-handed ourselves in this world that is so divided, it almost seems hopeless that humanity can ever be healed and also to be reconciled to God. But what does God do with us who are lowly, who are at odds, who are enemies in our sinful rebellion? He heaps hot coals. He feeds we who hunger. He gives drink to we who thirst. He blesses us even though we curse, and He overcomes evil with good. He overcomes all evil with good on Good Friday. All of the coals of God's justice and fiery wrath are heaped on the very head of Christ Himself. His pierced hands covered in the blood of the sacrifice that saves us. Rather than to condemn the world, He comes to save the world through the forgiveness of all of our spiteful sins against each other. To be reconciled and to be made one by this final sacrifice. And it is in the eating and in the drinking, at that sacrificial meal that He gives, given to us lowly, forgiven sinners, that God unites us and makes us to live in harmony with one another. Yes, we must defend the truth and gently rebuke and restore and lead back those who stray from the path of God's Word. But not for an instant should we be convinced that we are just too divided to be united again, or that somehow evil will overcome good. Joined together in baptism and united in communion, we are one with each other and with God. Christ and His Word makes us to be one. We kneel at the altar shoulder to shoulder. And whatever your burden is, that burden now is mine. Whatever you rejoice in, I celebrate it with you. Because no one struggles against sin. No one suffers in this world alone. when you are in Christ. Many parts make up that one body that walks together to the end. God's Word, along with the bread and the wine and the water, can do this. Does do this. So we leave all vengeance to the Lord. Ours is to forgive one another, to bear in each other's weaknesses, to love as God has loved us, even when we least deserved it. And if called upon by God, if we must, we do excommunicate, but it is out of love. The very lengths that we would go to rescue. And even if we are crucified for doing it. Because while it is the foolishness to the world, bearing the cross is our greatest wisdom. And the world, the devil, and our sinful flesh will always try to divide, to sever, to wound. But the gospel alone will heal and reconcile and enjoin. This world will never be too far gone, because we know that in the end, good will overcome evil. No matter how hard evil tries to tear that which is good apart, even if it is in the guise of haughty wisdom. So I will simply close with these words of St. Paul to the Corinthians as an admonition to us as well. For consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Minnesota South District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Melinda Taves, who serves the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.